are the voice of trucking.
Welcome to Key Up New York, the official podcast of the Trucking Association of New York. I'm Zach Miller, the Director of Metro Region Operations for the Association, and I'm joined today by...
Chris Rhodes, the manager of the Taney Services Bureau.
See how I got tongue-tied there? We're talking Association Bureau, all the fun alphabet soup. We are going to talk about the awesome work that TSB is doing, but before we do that, you know, for those longtime listeners and viewers, you know we like to kick things off with a little icebreaker here. So I'm curious, what would you do if you won the lottery?
Quit my job. but seriously, I honestly would do what everyone else does. I would save some for myself, spread it out, charities, my church, good organizations, and I probably do a lot of traveling.
I think that's the perfect answer. I feel like I would do the same thing. Like, definitely save some, give a lot of it away. There's a part of me that would be like, people wouldn't necessarily know I won. And then I would probably do something insane, just like buy a gym for myself so I don't have to work out with other people.
I like that. I like that. So I like being anonymous. But hey, but before...
Anonymous is good.
Before we get going, I have a little something I want to share with you that I hope you find funny.
Okay.
So last week was Thanksgiving. And we had some family in from town, my wife and I. My brother was in from Wichita. And we had some cousins in from Connecticut. And they're all familiar with what's going on down in New York City with the congestion pricing. So anyway, so I told them that I was going to be doing a podcast. And they got really excited. And they're like, oh my gosh, you're going to be on with Josh Rogan. And I'm just like, I chuckled and I said... in a manner of speaking, I said it's going to be the Josh Rogan of the trucking industry, and his name is Zach Miller. So I dubbed you the Josh Rogan of the trucking industry.
There's no pressure there. I have a fun – oh, my gosh. I can't believe how many tangents were going on since we started. I have a fun congestion pricing story as it happens. So yesterday I had a fundraising event uptown. And then my wife, I think for those of you who don't know, my wife, Jill, runs an off-Broadway theater, which is downtown. And she had a little fundraising event last night herself. So I went from – I left my fundraiser late, of course. The subway wasn't working, of course. So by the time I got to Jill's theater, the production was, you know – there was only 20 minutes left, so I didn't go in. I just waited outside in the lobby, and I was talking to some of her her coworkers who, you know, I've gotten to know pretty well over the last couple of years. And one of her coworkers was doing the budget for the two productions that they have in the spring. And one of the line items in their budget is trucking. And she looks at me. She's just like, Zach, you can actually help me with this. Explain that tolling thing and how that's going to impact the trucking bottom line. And we were talking about it, and we were talking about numbers, and we, you know, ballparked it a little bit. But it looks like they would have to increase their trucking budget between $1,000 and $1,500 just because of congestion pricing. So, you know, for people who say, you know, there's no economic impact, I just ran – a very, very, very little bit of math yesterday for a small not-for-profit, and there is, in fact, an impact. But, yeah, so let's get back on track here because this is really cool.
One more quick thing. I think I accidentally said Josh, and I meant to say Joe Rogan, so.
And I was going to say Seth Rogan, who is a different Rogan, so there's a lot of them out there. Okay, cool. So, Taney Services Bureau, this – has been a long time coming for the association. We've been talking about this for a while. Back when I was on the board, you know, we were talking about getting this off the ground and really excited. So let's talk. We're finally open, ready for business.
We are. We are indeed. So we actually kicked things off the first of the year. It actually took about 6 to 8 months to get everything in order, to get everything in place. The paperwork, making sure we had the right setup, right security stuff. So finally got things up and going. We had hoped to originally start off with what is referred to as Direct Link, which is tied right into the DMV database. DMV at the time was doing upgrades, so we weren't able to do that. So we took a back road and we used what is called the dealer track, which was has worked phenomenally, not an issue, but Direct Link is more what we were looking for. So we just, as a matter of fact, we just were able to connect with that today.
Wow.
And we are able to process. So the one thing I'll just add, which I know you'll get to, I'm going to jump ahead, but the one positive thing to the Direct Link is that we're able to process 6-year trailer plates in-house, which is phenomenal because there are only eight DMV locations in the state who are able to do that. So
that's incredible. And as we all know, this is a pretty massive state. We cover a lot of ground here. You know, eight DMVs is pretty much nothing. I think there are eight DMVs just in New York City alone, you know, let alone, you know, the rest of the state. That is incredible. And that, you know, there's a lot of this that makes TSB unique, right? Like in the services that we offer. So like what are the, it's not even just so much what do we offer, but like what are the benefits for a company to utilize TSB?
It is a time saver. Many of our members live a distance from the DMV. So having to travel, sometimes they wind up having to travel half a day. Sometimes they'll get to the DMV and they would have forgotten a major document that they needed and they wouldn't be able to complete their transactions. Other times there are limits with how many transactions can be completed in a day. With us, we help our members. We walk them through the process. We make sure all the documents and paperwork are put together. And there's not a limit on the deal on how many transactions we can process for any organization in one day. So,
and it's new registrations and renewals, right?
Yes, right. We also can do, for people who are IRP, we can do titles. We can, you know, title the vehicles for them, and then they go to the IRP component to register the vehicles that way. So,
it's amazing. And what's the feedback been so far? I know we're new, but I know there's been a lot of interest. What are some of the positive things you're hearing?
People are just delighted by the time consuming. It's efficient. They're not dealing with the traveling. They're not dealing with any lines on the DMV. They're able to get the information and documentation to us. We're able to process it with a quick turnaround, and they're very happy with that. So.
I think. And I'm not sure if they've spoken to you yet, but I'm very confident that we had a member who, like, you know, small fleet, does literally the whole office, this one person. And I think she would say it would take her like a day between where she – you like this. You've heard this, right?
Yeah.
Just imagine getting a day back and – to have somebody else handle all this for you. Like it's a no-brainer, I think, especially for the smaller fleets.
We actually have a couple of members who are out of state, and they would have to travel from Massachusetts to the nearest location, which would be downtown Albany. And the woman told me it would take her a complete day, and she would have to bring a employee with them to help with the driving. So not only is she losing the day, but their employee is losing the day, and they're paying at the miles, the gas, everything. So it's just easier for them to send us the information. We review it, make sure everything is in order. We're able to process it, and we do a quick turnaround. And with UPS and FedEx, the overnight stuff, we're able to return it, and they're able to have their registrations and plates on their vehicles the next day.
That's incredible. Do you have to be a TANI member to be able to use TSB?
I'm glad you brought that up because, like the American Express card, membership has its benefits. And no, you don't have to be a member to utilize our services, but being a member, we discount the service fee significantly. It's just astronomical. It's like half of what it'd be for a member. So non-members pay double what a member would. So I think anyone out there who's listening who's not a member, I think you need to reach out to our membership guy, Dennis Carroll, and he can give you more information as to the other benefits as to why becoming a member of TANI would be very beneficial.
So you know, here we are. We're a couple of weeks away from Christmas. Christmas gift, New Year's resolution, whatever you want to call it, do yourself a favor, join the association, and then give Chris a call and get yourself hooked up with TSB for 2025.
Absolutely.
To that end, how would somebody get in touch with you if they so wanted?
Well, we launched a website back over the summer, which is TANIServicesBureau.com, or you can contact me at the office, area code 518-930-0070.
Perfect. Love it. Guys, what are you doing? Save time, save money, let Chris do your dirty work for you. Let the TSB help you out.
I couldn't agree more.
Thanks all for joining. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. You're listening to Key Up New York, and we'll see you next time.